Hi everybody, this is Alex from Project Sovereign. I'm going to start doing a few 5 or 10 minute clips as I'm driving around, making my journeys a bit more productive rather than just listening to books and whatever. I'm going to start doing a few more of these talks just on stuff that's been on my mind and unleashing a few thoughts. I don't know if you've noticed, but you actually learn a lot when you actually speak to people. That's what they sort of say when you teach, is that you learn more by teaching than you do by actually reading and trying to understand. So, sort of selfishly, I do these like short, I'm going to start doing these short podcasts and I do webinars and whatever and teach people certain aspects of psychology and philosophy, metaphysics and whatever. And I do that as much for these people as I do for myself. It's as selfish as well as a selfless act. And I'm just going to do more and more of these as I'm driving around now, so keep your ear out for them. I'd like to speak a little bit today about how we're all making sense of the world and what we can do to become more sovereign in our thinking, more objective, seeing the world as it is rather than as we'd like it to be. One of the major things at the moment, the issues that we've got, is that the media, and I'll include social media here, although it may not be centralised as much, it's so polarising that all we'll ever see is our own little echo chambers, or the complete polar opposite, and our egos are just clinging onto these so that we can survive, essentially. Our ideas and our perceptions can survive. If we let those perceptions go, if we just let them go and give them back to the world rather than keeping hold of them as truth, who would you be? I don't think many people can answer that with integrity. As our egos develop, we leave childhood, we go into adolescence, young adults. I mean, I'm only 28 years old, so I don't really know what's in store for me, but I can only speak right now. And it's quite clear to see the people that are still children in adult bodies. They've still got the ego development as children. They have to have everything their own way. If someone disagrees with them, without resorting to violence most of the time, they're sort of a violent through speech or in their body language. And that's just a lack of development, consciousness, a lack of ego development, a lack of awareness. So there's no point being angry or, upset by these people. It's more like a compassionate thing. And I say these people, it's probably the majority. According to Dr. David Hawkins, he reckons 78% of human beings are below the level of integrity, courage. So compassion's needed here, not like frustration or anger, because that will just be our egos judging the situation and judging the moment as it arises rather than just letting it be there as it is. And that's just an ego survival mechanism as well, just a more developed one. So in terms of sense making and looking at the world with sovereign eyes, what exercises can you do? Because it's a game, a never-ending game for me. I'm always trying to develop, and one of the things that has helped me think more sovereignly, if that's a word, is to first of all remove everything out of your life that will be you think may be influencing your pattern thinking. And that could include social media, it could include the media, but also other things, friends, family, who have opinions on things that, so regardless of whether you believe them or not, or agree with them or not, more than likely, if it's family, you will agree to some extent because you've been conditioned to do so, particularly if it's, it's your parents, because there's very few people who actually try and break free of parental thinking, not because they don't want to, but because they don't know that there is thinking other than that. So breaking free of parents and their thinking patterns, breaking free of friends and their thinking patterns, the media, social media, the advertisement industry preys on your data and your attention. So my article, Your Digital Sovereignty, for that, I go over that in a bit of detail. And if we can become more sovereign in our thinking, which is to say they're actually our thoughts, our integrous thoughts, without the software manipulation of external sources, only at that point can we say we actually have any free will, because before that it's influenced. You don't have that free will. The external source is doing its thinking for you. I think that'll do for this one. I think that's about 5-10 minutes long, so let me know what you think. I do appreciate any ratings you can give on any of the platforms that you're on. Check out my YouTube channel, Project Sovereign. Go onto my website, check out all the articles. There's some free stuff as well. You can download some binaural beats for your meditation, and some solfeggio frequencies for any healing work that you want to do. You can get those for free on my website. And a load of articles as well. Different developmental models, digital sovereignty, as I said. What we can do to break free from ourselves, essentially, individually and collectively. So take a look at that. Thanks for listening. Leave me a review if you can, and subscribe on YouTube. Thank you very much.